زده حال سر بود گل از آثار آن خاقان شد بلبل غم زده حال سر بود گل از آثار آن خاقان شد
About 100 scholars are here in Iran from countries around the world to take part in the Maizan ceremonies, which hundreds of domestic and foreign reporters will cover extensively. A special ceremony was held in the central city of Qom on behalf of Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad glorifies the status of the late Imam Khomeini as the flag bearer of monotheism and justice in the contemporary age. Addressing thousands of mourners at Imam Khomeini's mausoleum in southern Tehran, the president stated that the late Imam was a divine blessing for the human society who championed all virtues and stood in the face of oppression and tyranny. He went on to say, in spite of the enemies of the Islamic Revolution, the name of Imam Khomeini today is an encouraging source of inspiration for all those who seek justice and freedom across the globe. Parliament is the main support for efforts to materialize the nation's ideals and implement its decisions. This is what President Ahmadinejad told reporters after his talks with newly elected Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani, adding the government and Parliament need to join hands to jointly handle the day-to-day affairs of the country. On the new IAEA report, the President said the chamber spoke up in a revolutionary manner, adding the note of warning it sounded was the need of the time. President Ahmadinejad said defending the rights of the Iranian nation is a serious question on the floor where the deputies will oppose any bid otherwise. Later, he was Larijani started to face members of the media and say Parliament will redouble its efforts to help executive and judiciary branches to remove national problems. He said a meeting of minds between the two bodies, followed by the chamber supervisory role, could be a key in easing the pinch. The 35-nation governors' board of the International Atomic Energy Agency kicked off a summer regular meeting in Vienna, Austria. Reporting to the three-day meeting, IAEA Director General Mohammad El-Baradei once again understood that is underscored that the UN watchdog has not received any documented evidence indicating Tehran's diversion from peaceful nuclear activities. The UN Atomic Watchdog chief also reiterated that the agency has got no intelligence information on designing metal uranium parts or any other key equipment used in atomic weaponry. Iran's chairman of the Expediency Council, Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, heading a delegation of political and religious figures, has arrived in Saudi Arabia to take part in the International Islamic Dialogue Conference. The visit comes upon an official invitation from Saudi King Abdullah. Over 800 Islamic dignitaries, intellectuals, and university professors from 55 countries will attend the three-day conference. Issues such as promotion of dialogue among religions and cultures, the notions of human status development, materialization of global peace and security, and campaign against terrorism and narcotics are on the agenda of the Islamic gathering. Senior experts of the Gas Exporting Countries Forum will be in Moscow Tuesday to finalize its article of association. Head of the Iranian delegation, Mohammad Ali Khatibi, said the Moscow meeting will present the finalized document to the forum's ministerial meeting. Khatibi, who also represents Iran in the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, said it may took participants a long time to lay down and approve the Article of Association. The seventh ministerial session will meet soon in the Russian capital to set up secretariat and pick secretary general. That will see the real birth of the forum, which came into being last year at the suggestion of Iran and drew mixed reaction. That is a warm welcome by gas exporting countries and firm opposition by the West. Germany and Denmark are voicing readiness for enhancement of petrochemical cooperation with Iran. Danish suicide car bombing outside the Danish embassy in Pakistan killed 9 people and wounded nearly 30 others. The massive blast damaged a mission in central Islamabad and destroyed a nearby UN agency. Dozens of cars were also wrecked by the force of the explosion, which gouged a huge crater out of the road. There was no claim of responsibility for the attack. The Danish embassy shut down briefly in February 2006 due to riots, which left 5 people dead. Norway temporarily closed its embassy in Islamabad after the attack. Iraq's chief spokesman has acknowledged differences with the United States over a proposed long-term security agreement. Ali Dabagh said the Iraqi negotiators have a vision and a draft that is different from the Americans, adding there is great emphasis by the Iraqi government on fully preserving the sovereignty of Iraq in its land, skies, waters, and its internal and external relations. The spokesman also noted that the Iraqi government will not accept any article that infringes on its sovereignty and does not guarantee Iraqi interests. Australia on Sunday became the latest member of the U.S.-led coalition to pull combat soldiers from Iraq, fulfilling an election promise that helped sweep Prime Minister Kevin Rudd power in November. Opposition has been growing in Iraq to the proposed security pact with the U.S., which will replace the current U.N. mandate and could provide for a long-term American military role in this country. Much of the opposition comes from anti-American Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, but statements critical of the deal have also been issued.